SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.
This is the San Diego Motorsports Show on AM 1170. The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on the San Diego Motorsports Show. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
Folks, welcome to SD Motorsports with Dave Stahl and Mark Maynard. This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford. By the way, they're having an awesome, awesome sale today and tomorrow down at the dealership right there at 1595 East Main Street. Not only do they have the infamous Ford President's Day sale, but they also have a green tag sale on top of it. Nobody else in town's doing it. Go down to the dealership, tell them you heard it from Dave and Mark, and trust me, you'll get a little even added discount. New or used makes no difference. Want to call them? 619-579-8888. Hey, we got Ron Quate on the line. I had Ron on this morning. He is a past president of Tierra del Sol. Mark Maynard is more than aware of this group.
And been there time or two.
Yeah, and I wanted Ron to call in because they've moved locations of the 54th annual Tierra del Sol event. Ron, welcome to the show.
Hello, Dave. Thank you very much.
Not a problem at all. So you guys moved. We don't care why. It's just the fact that you did, so we don't need to go into that unless there's a reason to. Unless you want to talk about it. But I mean, but from what I understand, the new location is going to give everybody kind of a new experience all the way around.
It's going to be bigger than we've ever been before. We have a lot more land to spread out with. We can take our 100 vendors and they can spread out their wares, and the tire trucks will be able to move in their 40-foot rigs. So we're at West Shores RV Park, which is also known as Johnson's Landing, and they have welcomed us open arms. They have put a obstacle course down there. There's beach area that you can cruise on. You can get over to Ocotillo Wells. You can get over to the Truck Haven from there. Everything is just bigger and better this year.
And this is Salton Sea. That's closer to the Salton Sea this year.
Right. Oh, yes. We're right on the shores. Right on the shores.
That is cool.
So it's almost balmy and beach-like.
Well, our fireworks are going to be shot off Saturday night after our big raffle Saturday night, which will be giving away over $150,000 worth of prizes. And then right after that is our big fireworks, which normally goes like 20 minutes to a half hour. And these are just the most awesome fireworks you'll ever see. And they'll be shot right over the beach in Salton City there.
Wow. Well, you know, and I wanted to bring it up because, you know, that raffle prize opportunity, those are for folks that register their vehicles to be part of the event. Doesn't mean the general public can't buy opportunity tickets, and there'll be other buckets of things all throughout the whole place. But if you just want to go, say you bought a new Wrangler, say you bought a new Toyota Tacoma, maybe you just got the new Nissan Diesel, and you'd like to learn a little bit about how to go off-roading, this is absolutely the best place to go. Don't you agree?
Absolutely, and we would be willing to take anyone out for the first time or those that have been around a while. They know the area. They can go out and play themselves. But as far as the raffle goes for anybody, we have what we call the bucket raffle, and it's a special opportunity raffle that you can buy as many tickets as you want for special prizes. There's normally 6 or 8 of these special prizes that we put out. The vendors have dedicated these items for the bucket raffle, so you can buy as many tickets as you want for the opportunity, but anybody's open to buy a registration also. You can go online at www.tds4x4.com and register online. You can buy the apparel that's there. There's hats and vests and hoodies and all kinds of paraphernalia to buy.
All right. Go ahead, Mark.
You know, this is the Tierra del Sol Desert Safari is the largest off-road event on the West Coast. Yeah. You know, it's different from King of the Hammers. It's different from some of the other ones. But I remember I've been out there a time or two.
Yes, he has.
With various vehicles. And it's cool on Saturday night for the evening festivities, because people start showing up at 4 o'clock with their lawn chairs around the raffle, the stage.
Just to see what, who's going to get what.
Because you bring your blanket, you bring your jacket, you bring your lawn chair, and you buy those tickets. So you said there's 6 to 8 special prizes in the raffle. What are some of the special prizes? Because they're usually pretty good.
I can't address to exactly what they are right now. They're still coming in, as a matter of fact. I did hear the other day it's a brand new set of tires.
Yeah.
And with the rims, we're going to attach a set of rims to them. So you get five tires, five rims, all for one ticket.
Mm-hmm. That's the kind of stuff that we're talking
about. Last year, we sold 1,800 vehicles is what we registered. And the crowd is so large there that we've even gone to one of these road signs that you have that light up and tell you about the dangers. Mm-hmm. We use one of those to publicize the winning ticket so that the people way in the back get to see the number the same time the guys up front get to see it. So we try to accommodate the large crowds.
Well, but the thing I think I like the most about it, and I know Mark was shaking his head, he now has whiplash. If somebody was to buy a vehicle, a Jeep or what have you, you know, you guys are going to have different levels of trails. Because I know if will you quit shaking your head? There are levels out there that the entry-level person can go on with their new vehicle, right?
Yes.
There's drive-arounds. Yeah, there's one trail, but you've got the scary parts. There's usually a runaround.
All right, here's the deal.
Well,
Mark, roll.
Hey.
No.
I got
to
tell you.
We don't know. No, just save it. Don't need to. Don't need to go there. No.
Okay.
But the obstacle course that we built about 5 years ago over at Ocotillo Wells North is still open and still available. And in that, there are 21 different obstacles from mild to wild. Your choice, whether you want to go over a couple little logs or you want to climb the big tires or the big the pyramid, it's all there for anybody to try all day long. As long as you're four-wheel drive, you can go in there and play and experiment. And there's always people in there with winches or experiences that will help you out. So it's not like you're going to be out there alone by any means.
You mean I could possibly get stuck? Is that a possibility?
We're open to that opportunity. We'll be glad to help you.
Four-wheel drive is important. Yeah. High and low range four-wheel drive
is
even better. But on top of that, locking differentials
are important.
You need locking differentials, because how many times have I helped pull people up the hill in a Jeep that doesn't have lockers?
There you go. Well, to open another thing, we are now open to the side-by-sides. They can come out and go on the trail, go into the areas, because they're four-wheel drive, so we've opened up the opportunity for them to be part of this Desert Safari. And, by the way, this is our 54th annual, so we kind of know what we're doing out there.
Yeah.
And, by the way, one important factor that I need to mention is all the money that we raise for this is given back to other organizations to help keep public land open to the public.
Yeah, and that's so, so important to know, folks. I'm telling you, because the government, I'm not going to explain it because I don't understand it, but they want to close the desert down from anybody and everybody.
They want to save it for the horny toads and
the horny
and
toads?
Rattlesnakes.
Yeah. That's a whole other show.
Right. No, it really is. But that's what the reasoning is. That's why the event is as big as it is. Because
another couple of opportunities. We are working with the, if I say this right, Torres Martinez Indian Reservation to open up their land to us, but they've got some restrictions that are put on them. But next year, we're looking to open up their areas to get into there, which will be on tribal land. So they're working very close with us, and they are a great host to be out there. And one of the things I want to mention about the registration for the big raffle that we have out there, we only sell one ticket per registration. So if somebody can't come in there and buy their way into a winning ticket in the registration raffle. So there's two different drawings out there. So we just like to make that opportunity known to everybody.
Right. That's really, really important to bring that up. And we do appreciate that. Well, I tell you what, Ron, give the website out one more time.
www.tds4x4.com.
And the date?
The date is March 4th, 5th, and 6th this year.
All right. So, folks, go on out. You can camp out overnight if you want, I'm sure.
Lovely seashore.
They can come. When they come out there, have them give me a call. I'll be out there. I'm communications director, and the name is Ron Quiet, and everybody should know me.
And he's not very quiet, folks. I know. I've been talking to him. The guy just never shuts up. No, I'm only kidding. All right, buddy. Hey, well, I'm going to see. I don't know if I can twist the old man here to – come on out at least Saturday night. Maybe if you throw some money at us, we'll come out and find a phone line. We'll do a three-hour radio show for you. But we'll talk.
We love the opportunity.
All right. Well, I'll definitely throw it at you. All right, folks. Thank you a lot,
Ron. Thank you very
much, Dave. Take care, buddy. We're going to take a small break when we come back. Got a little bit of motorsport news in and about. There's been some exciting things happen. They finally picked a driver for Tony Stewart's car. But that's only a one-shot deal.
It's got to be crushing.
It's got to be crushing.
You know, what a bad, what, that's, can you call that bad luck? I don't know. I got hurt off-roading.
Well,
playing with his buds, you know, his NASCAR buds.
Yeah, and broke his back.
Oh, man.
Jeez. All right, let's take a quick break right here on KCBQ. Oh, that's right. Our little buddy's going to call in. Right, I tell him at 3:45. We'll figure it out when we get back. Right here on KCBQ AM 1170. Ha! We are the answer.
If you've got questions, we've got answers. AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is SD Motorsports right here on KCBQ AM 1170 with Dave Stahl and Mark Maynard. This segment is brought to you by Barona Circle Track. Once they're up and running, you'll be able to find everything that's going on at baronaspeedway.com. You can even rent the track if you got enough money. 1750 Wildcat Canyon Road in lovely Lakeside, 619-669-1303. Check out Barona. It's the last dirt track we've got here in San Diego County. And if you don't support it, it could really, really go away. Hey, we've got our buddy back, Travis
Petten.
Yeah, the fourth, Petten, I might add. How you doing, Travis?
Good. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing excellent. So I understand through the grapevine you had a pretty good night last night.
Yeah, I got a first in 250 class, first in 85 class, and third in the open expert.
Golly.
Now, see, Petten, Travis was in studio
a couple
weeks back. We miss you in here, Travis. We need you.
Yeah, we need to get you back in here. So,
now, how old are you, Travis?
11 years old.
11 years old. And what are you racing?
A 250 and 85.
Flat track, right?
So he's a flat track motorcycle racer.
So where did you race last? Where'd you race last night?
Paris Raceway.
Oh, Paris Auto Speedway?
There's another Paris.
In France.
Oh.
No.
Not hardly. Somewhere in the area, there's another flat track. How big a track was it?
A quarter mile.
Ooh, what kind of speeds were you getting out of that thing?
About close to 80 miles an hour.
Whoa.
Jeez Louise. And everything went well?
I'm not riding with you.
You didn't eat any dirt clods or nothing?
Nope.
Wow.
Luckily.
Yeah, no
And he won? He was first in his class?
Yeah.
Wow. What'd you get for winning?
Some plaques.
Well,
line the wall.
Better than them 6-foot trophies, huh? Because there's no place to put those bad boys.
Nope, I need a trophy room.
I was going to say. So now, how many races have you been in so far?
Too many to count.
Yeah, but how many times have you podiumed? Golly.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. But hey, are you having fun?
Yep.
Well, I guess that's the main thing. So, who were the nice people that helped you get to the track and give you this opportunity?
Robley Racing, AM Ortega, Fontana Radier Johnson, Southland Racing, Garcia Racing, Danny Perkins, and most of all, my family.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's got that card already.
Yeah, well, you know, because if it wasn't for those folks, you probably wouldn't be able to do it, would you?
Nope. I can't get anywhere all by myself.
Yeah.
You know, Travis, you could do a lot by yourself because you're a real likable kid and you must have some racing skill. So,
oh gosh,
you keep calling in,
especially on flat track. I mean, I don't know if you've ever flat tracked. I've done a little bit of it, and you know, it's not something that's easy to do. You just don't go out there and think, oh, I can do this, right?
Well, you're going.
No, it takes a lot of time, a lot of years of practicing.
Now you're only 11. Do you, and I know you're in really good shape because you weren't all chubby or nothing when you were in the studio. So do you, even at the age that you're at right now, do you do anything from an exercise point of view, a nutritional point of view? Do you eat certain ways or are you just sort of winging it because you're still a kid?
Yeah, I play baseball, soccer. I play a lot of other sports other than flat track. I run my last run race. I won, and I've been undefeated in run racing too.
No kidding. What about diet? Do you have any kind of a special diet? Does your mom and dad do that for
Girl
you?
Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, Girl Scout. No, not Girl Scout cookies.
It's the season.
No. I try to stock up on food, actually, because I'm so skinny, I don't get any traction on 250.
Well, it's not like you don't do 18 other things. If you only did one, you could probably put some weight on.
Yeah.
Come live with Mark. Come live with Mark. He'll put pounds on you. That guy can cook.
So good.
Yeah, I like some of those enchiladas.
He does really good. One of these days, where do you live?
Ramona, California.
You got to come down for cigars and meat sometime down at Maynard's house. We'll put some fat on you. That's when we do our pre-radio setup. So, was this the first race of the season? Where are you at season-wise, and where are you at as far as points-wise?
We just started this season, so I'm winning the 250 class, okay. 25 points, winning the 85, and I'm in third in the Open Expert 450 class.
Wow. 450? You're on a 450?
That's a lot of motorcycle.
I'm riding my 250 in that class, so I'm kind of underpowered.
Okay.
He's underpowered. He wants more power.
And how did you do in the 450 Open as far as where did you place?
I got third place.
In a 250cc motorcycle.
Against 450s.
Going against 450. Goodness gracious. Maybe you better not gain any weight. I think that weight thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's a good point, because in go-kart racing, I used to have to always add weight. When I was lucky, I wouldn't have to add weight anymore. Do you have to add weight to your bike in certain classes?
No, not really.
Now, do other riders that are not as lucky as you to be, you know, lightweight? I mean, is there a weight classification per class?
No.
Oh, really? Interesting. Okay. I may have a chance. I doubt it. I totally doubt it.
You would so cheat.
I know. No. I would so cheat. I would. I would cut people's chains. I'd do all kinds of stuff. Hey, so what's your next big race?
My next race is at Paris again, March 12th, and then I have a couple more days, and then Del Mar, March 19th.
Okay, so Bell's doing another flat track event out there?
Yes.
Cool. Now, where is this other track called Paris? Where is it located?
Just on the edge of Riverside.
Are you sure it's not Paris Auto Speedway?
No, it's not Paris Auto Speedway. It's off the 74.
Oh, and they call it Paris too, but how do they spell it? P-A-R-I-S?
P-E-R-R-I-S, I think.
Wow, interesting. All right, well, that sounds cool. So the bike went through the whole race, no problems, no breakage, no damage, nothing?
Nope, no problems, luckily.
Gosh.
Usually we have to change the gearing, but luckily this time everything was good.
No kidding. How interesting. Now, do you have a book on every race you go on as far as setup goes, or is that up to your crew chief?
Yeah, my grandpa, he keeps a book of gearing, what gear I'm supposed to be running and stuff like that.
Are you at the point in your riding skills that you can tell your grandfather, hey, I need maybe a 12 or a 13 or a 12, a 10? I mean, do you have that ability, you think?
Yeah, not last race, but the race before, my bike was really bogging and I could tell, and my grandpa couldn't tell because he's way up there, he can't hear my bike.
Sure.
And I had to tell him that, yeah, I need to go one tooth down.
And did it make a difference?
Yeah, it did, actually. I won my both 85 races. This was on my 85.
Now, how did you know to go only one gear, not two gears? Or did you figure it's easier to go one gear at a time versus going two and then having to back up?
Well, it wasn't real bad. It was just a little bit. So I knew maybe just one. I thought maybe it could be two. But since it's two races, I have a little chance in between to change it if it didn't work. Yeah.
So the difference is one tooth on that cog, right?
Yeah.
Is that down one tooth.
Yeah. Is that the front gear or the back gear?
The back.
Is that the easiest one to change?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. That is so interesting that you would know that. Now, as far as bike setup, what do you have to do on that bike? I know you got, we just already discussed gearing, and that's a combination or a conversation between you and the crew chief. Tire pressure, is that important at a flat track?
Yes, very important, because when you don't want your tires too flat, because then you won't get enough bike coming off the corner, but you want... My tire pressure changes throughout the day when it gets cold and hot, so you have to check it between every race.
What about
one of my sponsors, Carl Kahn, he does my tire pressure and my gas. He's a big help.
You have your own tire pressure guy?
He's 11 years old, and he knows, about the heat range.
Well, he's also got his own tire pressure guy.
Boggin, 11 years old.
11 years old. Knows more than most kids. Jeez. That are twice or three times his age.
He's smart, too.
I know. Okay, so big difference between front tire pressure and rear tire pressure?
No, not really.
Okay.
It depends on your track. If you're in a cushion, it really depends.
Yeah, on the track itself.
Usually we keep it on the same. Right. Maybe we're on the tire pressure a little bit lower in the front.
All right. Just for a little bit of dig when it goes in.
Mm-hmm.
What about shocks? I mean, I know the front shocks. Can you do anything to the front shocks? I know the back shocks you could probably adjust, but can you do anything to the front?
Yeah. You don't want the bike real tall, because if you come in the corner, it bounces, you need your suspension, and cut your seat. Because the big motocross bikes, you won't be able to ride that well on flat track.
Yeah, I totally agree with you.
Center of gravity.
Yeah. Well, you want to get as low in the hole as you can. Now, your bike has brakes, right?
Yes.
Do you use them?
Yes, I use my back ones, but on TT tracks, that it's a combination of flat track and motocross.
Uh-huh.
You have a front brake, but on a regular oval track, you don't have a front brake.
All right. Well, you don't need it anyway. Every time I use a front brake, I got in trouble. So I try to stay away from that rascal. All right. Hey, buddy. Well, thank you very much. I can't tell you how great it was to hear from you again, and I'm glad you're reaching out, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you at your next event.
Well, thank you.
All right, buddy. Say hi to the family for us, too.
Thanks, Travis.
Okay.
And I'll, you still got my email, right?
Yes.
Okay, send me an email, and I'll send you this radio show Monday morning.
Okay, thank you.
All right, buddy. You take care. Rubber side down, shiny side up. All right, folks, we're going to take a small break. We got Nimi calling in from Paris Auto Speedway. I don't know if I ruined that name or not. I could have. I've been known to do that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, trust me. So you folks stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment right here on SD Motorsports.
Hey folks, Dave Stahl here for my friends at San Diego Auto Repair Care, a group of Napa Auto Care centers that provide quality and repair in the San Diego area. San Diego Auto Repair Care installs quality Napa parts, and each location employs technicians that are certified for cutting-edge diagnostics and repair work. You'll also receive a nationwide warranty on parts and labor, 2-year, 24,000 miles at over 14,000 Napa Auto Care centers. Right now, San Diego Auto Repair Care gives back to the community. The group has come together to give away a car for a cause. Now through November 30th, you can nominate a deserving family or individual to win a 2005 Chrysler Town & Country van absolutely free. If you know someone in need of a vehicle, now is your chance to nominate them. There's no catches, no purchase necessary. Just go to sandiegoautorepaircare.com, fill out the official online entry form, or visit any of the participating locations and fill it out in person. The winner will be selected on or before December 7th, 2015. Details and official rules are available on the website. With San Diego Auto Repair Care, experience the kind of quality service you'll tell your friends about. Visit sandiegoautorepaircare.com.
AM 1170, The Answer, and AM 1170, TheAnswer.com.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to SD Motorsports with Dave Stahl and Mark Maynard, the wild duo right here on KCBQ. We want to thank Paris Auto Speedway for all their support. 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California, 951-940-0134. ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Hey, we've got Mitchell on the line. Mitchell, how do you pronounce your last name?
How do I pronounce my what?
How do you pronounce your last name?
Nimi.
Okay, well, I'm perfectly good at destroying it, so I wanted to make sure I didn't. Hey, welcome to the show. Yeah. You got Dave Stahl and Mark Maynard in the house, and you're running up at Paris Auto Speedway. I understand you're from Lakeside.
Yeah, this couple weeks ago, we went out in there and ran one of the LML series. Did pretty good, and we're thinking about running the full 2016 race series out there.
Well, I tell you what I got for you. If you want to drag your race car to KUSI some weekend, I'll be more than happy to put you on TV, and you can tell anybody that you're trying to get money out of sponsor-wise that if they sponsor you, we'll put them on we'll put them on KUSI. It won't cost you a dime.
Yeah, that sounds good to me. We just got back from Las Vegas with the new 2016 Shaw that we will be building for the 2016 series up at Paris. The last race was the last race car, old car. So we're basically on the bigger, better, newer things out there. But there's no way I could do any of this without any of my sponsors. Genio Cad Cam, Branson Show Cattle, Justified, Vision Systems, Neiman Motorsports, my mom, dad, my family, everybody that helps me and gets me to the track to where I am today.
Right. And you know, it's important, folks, when you hear these drivers, you know, mention these sponsors, they're doing it for two reasons. One, to thank them, and two, to let you know that if you're going to go shopping, those are the types of businesses you need to participate. You need to help these shops out that help the local racers out, because if they're not making money, they can't give money to these young teams. And let me tell you, nothing makes a business owner happier than to have you walk in and say, hey, I'm buying this widget because you're sponsoring my buddy Mitchell. Am I right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And how long have you been racing?
I've been doing it probably since I was 7. My dad was crew chief for California Lightning Sprint. And the day I was born, I've been at the track. Me and my dad built our first mini Dorf in our garage, and we raced that a couple years. Then I went from mini Dorf to a junior sprint directly to a modified. People said I was crazy for doing the huge step, but I like challenges, so I just took that upon myself and put everybody else's word behind it. And I think I thrived off that the most.
Yeah.
How old are you, Mitchell?
I'm 19.
Yeah.
And you know, the funny thing about it is I'm finding more and more people jumping straight to the modifieds, whether they were in midgets or whether they were in the dwarf cars. For some reason, it's just a draw, but I haven't had anybody tell me, ooh, that was a bad move. You know, am I right?
Yeah, I started racing at Barona. You can go to a dwarf car, street stock, any of that. And my first year, I actually got a full ride in a modified, so I took that. And then next year, my brother, Nick Mimi, sponsored me and got me a car. We went out and ran decent that year, just getting our feet wet and whatnot. Then this last year, 2014, we won the championship at Barona. And so now I think we're going to move to a different track and try that, and then travel from Paris to Bakersfield to Cocopah to Phoenix. You know, we ran the Duma Desert in Las Vegas. We'll probably do that again this year with the new car.
Yeah. You know, have you been on Paris yet?
Been on their track?
Yeah.
Yeah, we just ran there, I think, a week ago or 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah, it's a big difference from Barona. I mean, Barona's a track of its own. It's got its own mystique. It's on its own. I think it's a perfect track for, you know, where it's at and what it is. But, you know, I think Paris is truly the next step. And then who knows from there? Maybe the Chili Bowl someday.
Yeah, exactly. They're fighting carb issues the whole day out there.
We've I know.
Touch the car since Vegas. But my crew and I, we got the car back together, carb fixed. We didn't touch a setup at all. We didn't wheel space or nothing. So to come out of the box and run fourth.
Wow.
They got to be scared. I just got to say that.
Well, I tell you what, that's a definitely good sign if you haven't had to do a thing to the car as far as setup goes. That's amazing. Who's your crew chief?
Yeah. Kind of just a whole group of guys. My dad pitched in, Rick Branson, William Banks, but mainly behind the scenes, I'm under there doing everything.
Well, you know, some people say, well, it's too bad you don't have. But, you know, in a way, I think you're a better driver when you've got your hands on that car, whether it be suspension, setup, tire pressure, stagger. I don't care. If you did it, then when you're driving, don't you feel you have a better connection with that car?
Yeah, you just know everything's done right the way you need to do it. And you can make adjustments from there instead of coming off the track and telling somebody, right, oh, the car is doing this, when I know what I need to do, and the car handles this way or that way.
Yeah, but there's a lot of kids out there that don't. I mean, they're the riding drivers. Yeah. Mom and dad's got tons of money. They write a check. The kid comes in, slaps him in a car. He goes out, and hopefully that's set up to his liking, and he does good. He doesn't do good. Who knows? So, yeah, I think starting from the ground roots is important.
Well, when Mitchell is the talent, you know, in a few years from now, he's the pro. He comes in. When he does drive that car and he has to go back and say, no, I need some mods in this area.
Right.
You know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah, and I think that makes you a better driver. So what do you do during the day to support this bad habit you have?
Bad habit, that's funny. I just work on a local ranch down in Lakeside in my hometown.
Okay, cool.
Other than that, it's all my sponsors, really.
Yeah, I know you can't do anything. I don't know if you were listening to the show, but we just had a kid on. He was 11 years old, Travis Payton, the fourth, I might add. And he's a flat tracker, 11 years old. He's run 68 races, and he's had like 43 podiums. And he's 11 years old.
A lifetime of experience.
Yeah, I mean, is that amazing or what? I mean, that just blows me away.
Yeah, start them young.
Yeah, and flat track of all things, no front brakes. Give me a break. Are you trying to kill me? I know, it's wild. So when's your next race?
We actually will not be making the Elmhill Series, the last round of that.
Okay.
I got to focus on getting the new car ready for the 2016 series at Paris. So I believe Paris's first race is March 12th.
Yeah, El Nino thing was just... El Nino was just... Kazarian giving you guys an opportunity to run during the winter. You know, I have to hats off to him for that. I don't think it was I mean, there was money involved, but I mean, I agree. You need to put your focus on the new 2016 series. You got to give that thing 110% interest. And, you know, if you didn't have anything else to do, then the El Nino series was a great thing to do by the Kazarians.
Yeah, I just wanted to get on track at least once, get my feet wet with it before going blindfolded into a brand new track, running full time there, and for everything that, or the success we did with that race with no setup, I feel pretty good going into 2016.
All right, so if somebody wants to throw a bucket load of money at you, how do they get a hold of you?
You have my Instagram page, which is Mitchell Nemi Racing, or my Facebook page, which is Mitchell Nemi Racing, or you can just find me on there.
All right. Well, let's hopefully somebody will call you up and say, hey, I got some money I don't need. Let me hook you up.
Sounds good.
Because you know how to make $1 million in racing, don't you?
No, I hope so.
Just start with $3 million. $3 million. And you'll guaranteed you'll make $1 million in motorsports. Yeah. Hey, buddy, since you called in, you can call in anytime you like. And anytime you're putting a proposal together to try to get money, you have my permission to put KCBQ AM 1170 on the sheet. And once we get you to KOSI TV, the number one watch morning show in San Diego, you're more than welcome to put that on your resume as well. You know how to get a hold of me. If not, Scott Delosio will be more than happy to give you my contact information, and I'll be more than happy to help you any way I can.
Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. Hey, have a great one. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
You too.
All right. It's not motorsports, but hey, it is Sunday. What are you scratching and pecking
on? Well,
over there?
You know, we teased earlier in the show that, you know, the economic recovery, you know, that's starting to, you know, lift all boats. And Road America in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin, announced that the track's getting a facelift.
Well, it's about time.
I mean, you
when's the last time they touched that track?
It looks like a racetrack has been around since the 60s, which it has been. But, you know, this is going to look more professional. Big, you know, elaborate entryways saying this is an iconic racetrack. Elkhart Lake, come on,
oh
Road America.
Gosh, are you kidding me? That is one. Yeah. It's right up there with Watkins Glen. It's right up there with
And that other one, Laguna Seca. Mazda Raceway, Laguna Seca.
How about Sears Point Raceway?
That would be Infineon.
Yeah. I mean, no, that's, I'm glad to see that they're making investments. But is it?
Well, they're talking about variable use, entertainment amenities, you know, so you could have a mini Indy. You're liking it.
No, well, not only that, I've been forgetting to tell you. This is totally a little bit off the subject, but it's not off the subject. It's one of those subjects, and it was because of you, you know, because you're always bagging on me because I have great ideas. I just don't do anything with it.
Uh-huh.
And you want my little story about the Evox Center here in San Diego?
Yeah.
Well, I ran into...
somebody with money.
Zimmerman, the chief of police
of
San Diego.
Shelly? Wow.
So I slammed her up against the refrigerator. No, I'm only kidding. I wanted to, but she wouldn't. She would have handcuffed me. She would have. Anyway, I brought up the Evox Center. Did you know the city of San Diego has been working on that for 15 years?
So it's not an original idea of yours.
Well,
you stole it from them.
So I looked at her and I said, 15 years? Where are we with that? She's giving me her contact information. Maybe you can get them off the stick. So I'm having an appointment with the lady that runs the Evox Center.
Where is it?
I don't know anything about it. I don't know what the holdup is. But the lady that I've got to talk to, she's in charge of the city's land assessment or land management. So I guess she has to procure the land to put this.
Yeah.
So,
well, what's wrong with your idea? Using, what was that army base right outside, right there by
Camp Elliott?
163 and the I-15.
That's a military thing. But I keep saying, hey, we got on Coronado. And you're not doing anything with Elliott. It's just sitting there. It's empty.
Coronado is too hot. You know,
no, I would go to Coronado anyway. I'm just saying we were able to get that. Why can't we have Elliott? You're not using it.
Because Camp Elliott is nothing, right?
And we'll make you money.
And it's not. And there's not a lot of houses nearby. You got this right there
and it has roads.
Miramar Air Station.
You know, I mean, the potential is or down in Browns Field. Someplace down by...
I think too much expansion going on down South Bay like that. Chula Vista, come on.
I drove down there. There is so much...
We got lost down there just the other week.
We always get lost down here, but I mean... No, so anyway, so I'm waiting for in fact, it was cute. I got a letter or an email from the lady that runs the program with her assistant, CC'd, and I'm being allotted 30 minutes. I'm just waiting.
You can't do that in 30 minutes.
I will. Or I won't leave.
It'll be an hour.
My point across.
You'll
charm
them.
Well, and I think what really clicked it was, Shelly really would like to have a center in town, but when I pitched her the weekend profit
potential,
center, she really got her eyes lit up. She goes, "Wow!" I go, "Cause
see, it's just a good idea. It's just educating. You're just informing,
right?"
People in the position that can do
something.
We don't
know what the queue is going to be. We don't know if that's going to stay. We don't know if it's going to go. I mean, it looks like Spanos is going to be stuck.
Yeah, but the road surface is crap.
But you're going to lose that parking lot. That place will never, ever, ever, ever have a parking lot again like it has right now. Mm-hmm. So it's not a multiple use facility anymore. You can't do drag racing. You can't do road course. Can't do go-karting.
Why couldn't you redo it so you would still include that at the queue at the stadium?
I wish they but no one's invited me to the planning meeting. But maybe if Spanos will listen to me, maybe we can.
No, he seems to know everything. So.
Well, yeah, that's another story. Hey, let's take a quick break. We come back more right here on KCBQ AM 1170 SD Motorsports. I got tons of news. Tell you who's going to be driving Tony Stewart's car for the Daytona 500. Stay tuned.
AM 1170, The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. This is SD Motorsports. KCBQ. I'm Dave Stahl. He's Mark Maynard. And we've got a special report coming in from Pomona, NHRA. We've got John on the line. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
Wow. I'm telling you what. I've got it taped, but go ahead. Tell us how it's going up there.
Oh, it's going good. We just finished semifinals in Top Fuel. We've got Steve Torrence from Texas going up against Doug Coletta. In Funny Car, we have reigning world champ Dale Worsham going to take on Ron Capps. And then in Pro Stock, we have a KB Racing duo of Greg Anderson and Jason Lyon going up against each other for the Pro Stock win out here in Pomona.
Wow, no kidding. Jason is and they got to be happy as a clam.
Yep, yeah. I mean, when you get both your teammates in the finals, you know, you never really want to go up against the teammates in the early rounds. But points-wise, they're doing well. 1-2 punch
now
for the Summit Racing Chevy Camaros.
Yeah, and those are scoopless this year, right?
Yep. We have a new Pro Stock category. Well, not new, but some new changes. The no more hood scoops, 10,500 rev limiter, and an electronic fuel injection system. So everyone's adjusting, but the racing's still exciting as ever.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Well, you know what kind of caught me off guard? I don't know if it did you, but I was kind of surprised that Erica Enders flipped from Camaros to Dodge Dart mid-season. I may have missed that press release, but do you have any idea why they made the change?
You know, I don't. I know they were looking for a change, and they got one, and it's definitely different seeing her in a Dodge Dart.
Yeah.
She had a rough weekend. She lost to what I was saying earlier, a teammate in the first round, Jake Coughlin. So it was a rough start for her, but knowing Erica, I'm sure she'll bounce back.
Now, is there a lot of people struggling with this new Pro Stock class rules, or are some getting it better than others?
You know, I wouldn't say struggling. I think everyone was definitely nervous coming into this weekend, and after a test in Phoenix last week, you know, they were biting their nails and scratching their heads about how to get these cars to run as fast as they want them to, but no, it's still good. Six sixes. To give you an example, in the semifinals, with Anderson ran a 6.622 and Jason Lyon ran a 6.624. So 2/1000ths of a second difference there. The racing in Pro Stock is great. It's exciting, and they're figuring it out.
All right. Well, John, thanks a lot for calling in, man. I sure appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you guys.
All right. You take care. Have fun.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Hey, by the way, folks, Stuart Haas has put Brian Vickers in his car for the February 12th.
Is that for Tony?
12th to 24th. Yeah, because Tony broke his back on a quad. And he is, but they haven't decided whether or not they're going to continue.
What's the date of the Daytona 500?
The 12th to the 21st is speed week, so I think it's the 21st, which is...
That's next weekend.
Yeah.
They better be deciding pretty soon, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, he's cleared. Brian Vickers had to clear medical because he's had an issue with blood clots.
Ow!
Taking off and running around his body, and, you know, so they wouldn't let him drive, so he's got that cleared. But they're only going to let him run one. It says, since he got his clearance... Vickers will, you know, he'll drive the number 14. He was in the race last night, which was the, can't think of what the hell they called it, but it was just a bunch of drivers, you know, that have, you know, they've gotten high in points, and it was just a no points Daytona, go out and crash and burn and see how many cars you can tear up, and it's pretty much what they did. But,
kind of racing.
Yeah, I know. So he'll be the interim for a short period of time. We did lose another longtime racing driver, Lenny Pond. He died of complications of cancer, and the Richmond Times-Dispatch reported he was 75 years old.
That's not old enough.
No. Virginia Native Pond won the NASCAR Winston Cup Rookie of the Year title in 73, edging out wild man Darrell Waltrip for the honors. Although a consistent finisher, he scored just one victory in the NASCAR's top league at Talladega. And if you're going to win a race, Talladega would be the one I want.
This is a scary track.
Back in 78, while driving for Ronnie Elder and Harry Rainier, big longtime drivers and team owners, Pond also beat Donnie Allison by 2 car lengths when Allison's windshield was hit by debris from a blown tire from Bill Elliott's car. Ooh. In all, Pond made 234 starts, claiming 39 top five finishes, 88 top tens, 5 poles, and a best championship of 5th in 1976. Mm. Man, can't ask for nothing better than that, I'm telling you.
Except to live another 30 years.
Yeah, I know. Hey, check this out. If this doesn't surprise you, it sure surprised me. The Lama has decided to use a safer barrier upgrade.
Along trackside, you mean?
The latest upgrade follows the addition of safer, and safer stands for steel and foam energy reduction. And what they've decided to do is they've stuck it in the turn called Porsche Curves. It'll continue with the addition of more safer barriers. The new barrier will be located on the exit of the first part of the double left after the right-hander that leads into the famous section of the circuit.
Double left.
Yeah, double left. The safer will sit in front of the exiting or existing concrete wall and is scheduled to be placed ahead of this year's Le Mans, June 18th and 19th. The latest round of upgrades follows the addition of repairs to Corvette Corner, formerly known as karting, in the Porsche Curve. And everybody's happy about it. The drivers are thrilled with it. Everybody loves it.
Let's go to Le Mans.
Let's go. I'd go in a New York heartbeat, man. I'm telling you. Won't eat there, but I'll sure as heck go. IndyCars running at Sonoma. They were in Pittsburgh. They were in Phoenix last week. Now they're up at Sonoma doing their testing and just, stretching their legs out and just seeing what we can do. Let's see. What else have I got? Oop. Knock my water over. This is some interesting stuff. Check this out. The Rally Sweden is in jeopardy.
The Rally Sweden?
Yeah. A drastic lack of snow and ice on what should be World Rally Championships winter round has placed Rally Sweden 2016 under threat. The organizers consider whether to cancel it outright at the start of this week, but are pressing ahead with a shortened itinerary and counting on a forecast big freeze hitting before the event.
When's the event?
This weekend.
They ain't going to get in the...
No, I don't.
If it's cold, just run it
well,
on...
Well, that's kind of what I was thinking. I mean, I didn't...
Run it on hard, frozen ground and beat the...
All right. You know, this bothered me. I heard about it, but I didn't know why. But Jeremy Clarkson...
Yeah.
Your uncle? Did you know why he got fired?
No. Off from Top Gear. Yeah, the British version of Top Gear.
Okay. Imagine going to work Monday.
Well, he was kind of surly.
Yeah, well, go to work Monday.
Okay. Get some attitude.
And go to your boss.
Arrogance.
All right. And then just punch the snot out of him. Not once. Not twice. Maybe a couple times. Throw a few verbal.
Yeah.
So I guess the guy couldn't take getting pounded. I mean, literally physically beat him up. So they had officially been fired as the host of Top Gear following a fight with producer of the show.
Now, that happened a while ago, though, right?
Well, it finally came to fruition, you know.
Well, because they just announced the new series with,
It's Chris Harris and James, or not, Chris Harris, and who else they got to put on there? I'd never heard of any of these people.
Well, we talked about that last week, you know.
Yeah, but I didn't know why he got whacked. Now I know.
Well, that wasn't the only...
It was, I mean, after a while, come on. I mean, he was, verbally abusive. Mm-hmm. And, if you watch the show.
But now, I don't know what they're doing. They've got, because they just hired
Chris
Joey
Evans
from Friends, and, Matt.
Yeah. They got Chris. Are you talking about the U.S. one or the...
No, Rich? This is the Brit version.
Yeah, well,
because
they hired him, and then they also hired,
But there's like five or six people on it now.
I know. I
don't get it. Before you had three. Clarkson.
And it worked perfect.
And there's an element of, cohesion and adhesion. When you've just got three to focus on, you can have a lot of fun with that. I don't know what this new format's going to be, but...
Yeah, the last group was James May, Jeremy Clarkson, and Richard May. So there must have been brothers.
So they blew out everybody, and they're bringing new people in.
Yeah. Well, it's because Richard and James said they won't do it.
Jeremy's not there. We're not going either.
We're not going to mess with you people in your silly cars.
Yeah, it's kind of, that was... the formula, they had it.
He was charisma.
It's like us. We have charisma.
Exactly. He is the Howard Stern of motorsport, TV.
Jeremy?
Yeah. And they can't handle him.
Well.
Did you hear how many people sent letters and protests, because of his firing?
You got to play
well. Well, nowadays, that doesn't
well
mean nothing.
With people.
Yeah.
I hear you.
If you don't play well.
Then you have to be somewhat predictable and show up to work on time and stay for the,
stay for the end.
Usually.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of one of those hard things. Yeah. Well, hey, I want you to go out and have a wonderful Valentine's Day dinner with you and Chris.
We had a time, all right.
Yeah, we're out. Can you play?
Oh, there's a big family get together, man. Prime rib. I'm going to walk in there. You can just smell it.
You hope.
I hope.
You hope and pray. For you to cook via the text is pretty scary.
Hey, it's gonna, she's awesome. So
she is.
Plenty of food to eat and great conversation.
And my wife says that she should market her candied pecans.
Oh, my God. Those are killer. She whipped those
How'd
up
she
in
do
minutes.
Those?
She just brought the nuts, brought the brown sugar, do this. And it was like, wow.
Man. And I brought those leftover.
Those ribs were good. Those baby backs I did came out really well.
You did. All right. Well, we're going to hit the Dusty Trail. Folks, I hope you've had as much fun as we did. If not, I don't really care. Get your own show because we've had a blast right here on KCBQ AM 1170. Don't forget to check out the newspaper Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the wheel section. Mark Maynard will fill you with more automotive stuff than you can shake a stick at. Want to thank Jeremy for all his hard work and keeping his rubber side down and shiny side up. All our sponsors. Otherwise, we're out of here.
Unplugged. SD Motorsports on AM 1170. The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.